At this time, I get to do what I really like to do a lot, which is introduce friends. It gives me a whole lot of pleasure to introduce a friend of mine I've known for many, many years, Jim Page.
Elections that we don't bother anymore. Now it's just backroom dirty deals behind cloak and dagger doors. Oil money, family fortune, slapping each other on the back, putting people's lives in their pockets and watching while the money stacks. Goodbye, America, I'll say I knew you when. It was a long corner turning, gonna be a long corner turning back again. We used to have our liberties back in the day, but it was for our own good that they took them away. Now it's Homeland Security following you around. Old George cut that cherry tree, and I guess it finally hit the ground, because there's a new George now, and he's got an axe of his own, and he's grinding it real sharp, and he's cutting it to the bone. Filet of America, and he will feed it to the dogs, all for a bunch of good old boys riding high on the hog. Goodbye, America, I'll say I knew you when. It was a long corner turning, gonna be a long corner turning back again. I'm getting used to surveillance, and I'm getting used to the cops. I'm getting used to law and order when I don't know when to stop. I'm getting used to soldiers, I can see them in my sleep. I'm getting used to everything, and that just gives me the creeps. They say that once we were a beacon, and we shone like a star. 200 years later, well, here we are, looking out at the world through bulletproof glass, following a gunslinger preppy with his head up his ass. Goodbye, America, I'll say I knew you when. It was a long corner turning, gonna be a long corner turning back again. We used to think we were so superior we could tell God what to do. We thought we'd last forever, and we acted like it too. Living in a house of cards, waiting for a breeze, and I think I hear the wind blowing way up there in the trees. Well, I got my compass, and I got my flint rock spark. Nighttime is coming on, but I ain't afraid of the dark. I got my eye on the future, and it's all green and clover. So if we make it through this one, well, I'll meet you when it's over. Goodbye, America, I'll say I knew you when. It was a long corner turning, gonna be a long corner turning back again. Goodbye, America, I'll say I knew you when. It was a long corner turning, gonna be a long corner turning back again.
Go.
I noticed a phenomenon. Yes, excellent. I noticed that you do that at the same time as I talk. I noticed a phenomenon for the first time in my life anyway. I'm not all that old, right? You know, during the Gulf War, the so-called Gulf War. And the phenomenon that I noticed to myself was that people got smart real fast. They made quantum leaps in intelligence. That's what it seemed like to me. It's like all of a sudden I was meeting all these really smart people that I never knew existed, or hearing about them. I never knew they were there. And it was because of an adversity like that, because of a danger, because of a thing that was revealed that allowed us, because my personal theory is that people are actually innately, naturally very smart. But our culture disallows that in us. And so when the culture begins to shatter, the paradigm begins to break, our intelligence comes out. I mean, it seemed to be that way, and it seems to be that way again now. So I'm beginning to think that maybe that's just the way things are in the world, and that perhaps when I watched those airplanes hit those towers, I thought to myself, this is the beginning of the end. Now, I didn't think I would live to see, and by the end, I mean the beginning, of course, because one thing has to end before something new starts, right? And America, we've all been studying America for years, and we know about the stuff that it does and so on. How do you deal with this? When that happened, I thought, this is the beginning of the end of this thing. This is going to take a while, you know, but it's going to go through some metamorphosis, but that's it, I think. And I'll say it in public, okay? I think it'll take a few years, 20 years, 50 years is what Ashcroft was saying, that he would do his thing, you know, to rid the world of these people that he doesn't know or whatever. Anyway, I live in Seattle, and I've been here since 1971, and I remember Seattle when nobody knew where it was outside of the Northwest. I always liked Seattle. It has a spirit to it. My understanding is it's the only city in the country that, in the general strike in 1919, the American flag was taken down from the post office and the red flag was put up in its place. Seattle has a great history, a wonderful history, a strong history. And we lived here. And we went through these rainy streets and these misty nights, and we made music. And nobody could get famous here. Nobody could become a star. And so people played because they wanted to. And it felt good. And it was good. And nobody really paid much attention to that little coffee shop down there in the Pike Street Market called Starbucks, which actually opened up a block away from where it is now. That is not the original. Nobody thought too much about it. And then there was another one. And then there was another one. And then there was this little character named Bill Plates or something that... Gates, that's right, who was experimenting in his garage with computers, and that began to take off. And there was Paul Allen, who was a friend of his, and that began to take off. Boeing was here all the time, but Boeing just began to grow along with everything else, and before you knew it, Seattle became something unrecognizable. And some of us thought that Seattle had died. And Seattle made a great big leap for that golden wallet ring of the world and said, come on over here and have your meeting, they said to the World Trade Organization. We like your kind. Bill wants to have you out at his house later on for cocktails. Madeleine Albright was up in her hotel room feeling just fine and fancy way up there above the world until all of a sudden, November 30th, 99, history walking on a tightrope line, big money pulling on invisible strings, getting into everything so deep. It's hard to believe it's in the food, in the water, in the air you breathe, in the chemistry, the biotech, the banker with the bottomless check, the corporations and the CEOs, and the bottom line is the profit grows. The money talks, you don't talk back. They don't like it when you act like that, but didn't we? Shut it down, didn't we? November 30th, 99, Tuesday morning when we drew the line, it was the WTO coming to town and we swore we're going to shut it down. And they stood there with their big police. They had a National Guard out to keep the peace, with the guns and the clubs and the chemical gas. But still we would not let them pass. And they raised and roared and their tempers flared, and there were bombs bursting in the daylight air. And they'd run us off, do us in, but we came right back again. Yeah, didn't we? Shut it down, didn't we? November 30th, 99, millennium passing as the numbers climb, and the people came from everywhere. There must have been 50,000 out there. They were farmers, unions, rank and file. Every grassroots has its own style. There were great big puppets, two stories tall. There were drummers drumming in the shopping malls. There were so many people that you couldn't see how that many people got into the city, and the WTO delegates too. But we were locked down, so they couldn't get through, didn't we? Shut it down, didn't we? November 30th, 99, lockdown at the police line, and they're hitting you with everything they got. But you ain't moving, like it or not. And they're tying your wrists with plastic cuffs, and they're loading you up on a great big bus, and they're taking you down to the Navy base, pepper spraying you right in the face. Try to break you down, try to get you to kneel, but you got the unity and this is for real. And they can't break a spirit that's coming alive. That's the kind of spirit that's bound to survive. Yeah, didn't we? Shut it down, didn't we? Now the media loves all the glitter and flash. The newspaper's talking out a whole lot of trash about the violence of those people in black, and how the cops are so tired they just had to attack. And the secrets hidden in that deep dark hole of what they call City Hall may never be told. The mayor's out doing the spin. The police chief quit, so you can't ask him. Well, they can swear to God and all human law, but I was there and I know what I saw. And the visible stains are washed away in the rains, but this old town will never be the same. 'Cause didn't we? Shut it down, didn't we? Now it's the greatest story ever told. David and Goliath, how you be so bold, standing up to the giant when the going gets hot, and all you got is a slingshot. Well, they tell me that the world turned upside down. You gotta pick it up and shake it, gotta turn it around. You gotta take it apart to rearrange it. I don't wanna save the world, I wanna change it. Don't let them tell you that it can't be done, 'cause they're gonna be the first ones to run. Just take a little lesson from Seattle Town, WTO, and how we shut it down. Yeah, didn't we? Shut it down, didn't we? November 30th, 99. Actually, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks a lot.
Change the name of this place. People
This is a shorter song. I got some CDs down there in the hallway, the alleyway, the memorabilia lane, the place where you come in the building. Isn't this a great building? I think we should do this on a regular basis. Well, let's take our culture back. Take our culture back. Get the monkey off of your back. And take our culture back. Well, now we've been here for a million years, music filling up the people's ears, and we always sang our own song until the music business came along. Well, I don't know, I could be wrong, but I ain't about to just tag along behind somebody with a bankroll hanging out telling me what I can sing about. So let's take our culture back. Take our culture back. Get the monkey off of your back and take our culture back. They got the radio, they got the TV screen, they got the great muddy waters of the mainstream, with the dollar bill hitting onto every word. You're never gonna get your message heard, but some little buddy with an extra buck can buy a transmitter and try their luck. Pirate airwave democracy, well that seems like a good idea to me. So let's take our culture back. Take our culture back. Get the monkey off of your back and take our culture back. Hollywood spectacle and promenade, think of all that money just waiting to be made, and all you gotta do is go, and you'll be sitting up pretty on Gangster's Row. Well, it ain't smart to be misled by some Beavis and Butthead. You can have your hip Seattle slacker, just give me a good computer hacker. Let's take our culture back. Take our culture back. Get the monkey off of your back and take our culture back. Gotta get inside to break it out. You gotta be outside to know what I'm talking about. Two heads, a million eyes. We can cut this thing right down to size. Now culture is a weaponry. In all our great humanity and survival is a counterattack. So let's take our culture back. Take our culture back. Take our culture back. And get the monkey off of your back. And take our culture back. Thanks a lot.